Whales dumped 400,000 BTC while ETFs and Strategy bought. Every coin. The Bitcoin market is fractured along institutional lines, and the data makes the split hard to ignore. Whale wallets holding between 1,000 and 10,000 BTC reversed from a net accumulation of 200,000 BTC to a net distribution of 188,000 BTC, a swing of roughly 400,000 BTC that CoinDesk describes as one of the most aggressive large holder distribution cycles on record. The buyers on the other side of that trade are not retail speculators. They are ETFs with inflow mandates and a single corporation with a balance sheet built to absorb Bitcoin at any price. The sellers: whales, miners, and a sovereign state. The distribution is broad. It is not one cluster of wallets rotating out. Multiple cohorts are selling simultaneously. Whale holders, 1,000, 10,000 BTC, executed the largest swing, going from plus 200,000 BTC in net accumulation to 188,000 BTC in net distribution represents a behavioral reversal that rarely appears in on-chain data. These wallets include OTC desks, early adopters, mining treasuries, and funds that predate the ETF era. Mid-tier holders, 101,000 BTC, have not turned net sellers, but their buying pace collapsed by 60% since October 2025. Annualized accumulation dropped from roughly 1 million BTC to 429,000 BTC. They are not dumping. They are waiting. Public miners are not waiting. Riot Platforms, Mara, and Genius Group sold a combined 19,000 plus BTC in a single week, with production costs now averaging $80,000 per BTC for most operations. Selling pressure from miners is structural, not discretionary. Every mined coin that costs more to produce than its market price becomes an immediate liquidation candidate. Bhutan, which mined its entire stash using hydropower, has liquidated 70% of its sovereign holdings, from approximately 13,000 BTC to 3,954 BTC since October 2024. Mining operations appear halted, with no major wallet inflows in over a year. The buyers, mandated capital that cannot stop. On the other side, two categories of buyer absorb the selling. U.S. spot Bitcoin ETFs pulled in roughly 50,000 BTC in March, the highest monthly pace since October 2025. But the weekly numbers tell a more complicated story. Recent inflows decelerated to $22 million per week in the U.S., while Swiss-listed products accounted for $157 million of the $224 million in global ETF flows, or 70% of the total. The geographic center of ETF demand is shifting. Strategy, formerly MicroStrategy, continued accumulating through its STRC preferred equity product, holding approximately 766,970 BTC acquired for $58.2 billion at an average cost basis of 75,644 USR. At Bitcoin's current price of 72,927 as of April 11, 2026, that position is roughly 8% underwater. The company's entire treasury model depends on Bitcoin trading above its cost basis. If it does not, the STRC equity product's economics degrade, which could slow future accumulation. The structural difference between these two buyer types matters. ETF inflows are driven by advisor allocations, retirement account rebalancing, and institutional mandates that operate on quarterly cycles. They can slow, but they follow a mechanical logic. Strategy's buying is corporate treasury policy. It continues until the board changes course or the funding mechanism breaks, the sentiment gap that does not make sense. The fear and greed index sat between 8 and 14 extreme fear for over a month before recovering to 49, neutral, as of April 11th. During that entire extreme fear period, Bitcoin held a range of $65,000 to $73,000. Price did not collapse. It barely moved. That disconnect, extreme fear sentiment with range-bound price action, is the signature of a market where selling pressure is being met by buying pressure of almost exactly equal magnitude. The whales distribute, the ETFs absorb, the price holds, and the sentiment indicators, which are largely driven by retail social media activity and options skew, register fear because the retail cohort sees the selling without seeing the institutional bid underneath. What breaks the equilibrium? Three scenarios disrupt the current balance. If U.S. ETF inflows re-accelerate to their Q4 2025 pace while whale distribution slows, the supply squeeze pushes price higher. Signs to watch. Weekly ETF inflow numbers returning above $500 million and whale wallet net position flattening. If Strategy's cost basis problem worsens, say Bitcoin drops to $65,000 and stays there, the STRC preferred equity yield becomes harder to sustain. That would remove the single largest marginal buyer from the market. Strategy alone accounts for more monthly BTC absorption than most ETFs combined. If miners continue selling at 19,000 BTC per week, while production costs stay above market price, cumulative selling from miners alone adds roughly 76,000 BTC of supply per month. That is more than the 50,000 BTC that ETFs absorbed in all of March.